welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? This is A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Welcome to the show. I pray that you're having a great day out there. The sun is shining and the temperature's not too bad. Let me share with you some things. Like, we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app on any electronic device called TuneIn and search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast, 740-383-9944, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Also, there are people who faithfully support A Voice of a People along with you if you are a faithful listener. And if it's your first time, I pray it won't be your last time. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place this Saturday, November the 18th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness campus area adjacent to their sanctuary, which is open to the public. We also have Cheryl Lee, coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County elementary schools, along with North Union City and County elementary schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939 if you are interested in your students becoming a part of this program. I have a thought for you today. This thought is titled, The Power of Goodwill. This is a shorter one for me. Usually I have long ones. My guest reminded me of that. Thought for today. All right, the power of goodwill. Having benevolent feelings for all generates goodwill. The power of goodwill makes the impossible possible. Thank you. Is there anything Willie is my guest today. Willie Harris, he is the author of a book titled, This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing.
A Road to Healing,
A Road to Healing.
Watch out there, Charlie.
Also, the producer and creator of Willie Harris Tapestry and Tap One, right? Did I get that right? And
no,
Tap One.
But you close.
Okay.
Woody's Tapestry was the first
Woody's
one.
Woody's Tapestry, okay.
Yeah, that's not what, in order to get to all my YouTube stuff, just go to Willie Harris Tap One. That's Willie Harris, right. All one word, Tap, T-A-P, and the word, and the not the word, but the letter one.
Right.
Or the number one.
Yeah, Tap One.
Tap One.
Those are good, too.
And that will take you to the Instagrams and different things you can look up. So if you go to TikTok and put in Tap One, Willie Harris Tap One, my stuff will come up.
So Willie's been doing this type of thing for a long time. You're Tap One, haven't you? When did you start that?
Tap One, the name about a year ago, but I started doing this stuff about 3 years ago.
Okay.
You know, when I started with Woody's Tapestry, and just been trying to evolve ever since then.
Why did you use the word tapestry?
Because I used to be like in love with Carole King's music, and she had an album out called The Tapestry, and I learned back then that the tapestry is when you weave a lot of stuff together. So when I was talking about America and the racist things that goes on in America and the Constitution and all that stuff, I was just talking about how that's the tapestry of America.
Right.
And how all of the stuff that America consists of all of it has racism weaved into it. That's why you can't get rid of out of the system, because it is part of the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be a part of the system.
Right.
And it's like simple stuff, just like excluding things in people by not talking about them or mentioning them or having them be a part of, you know, just coming back later on and amending it to make other people a part of it. So I just said tapestry because this thing has been put together, and the only way it's going to be straightened out is if you remove it. And you know what the danger of that is? If you ever taken a rug or loose that was woven, yeah, I mean, it only takes
one thread.
Hey, that's right, and the whole thing unravels.
Yeah, one thread.
In a sense, that's where we at, though, because, you know, with the way that 45 was doing it, and the way that he attacked it, it pretty much is unraveling, you know, because he found that one thread. And you know, and there's some benefits, I think, from that, because here you have a situation where people just pretending that the world is a certain way in America, but it's not. And then here come this guy, and he exposed all that, and which was a good thing, though, you know, because that wasn't his intentions, but he did.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. There's a reason and a purpose for everything that's done under the sun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like you said, we may have been in denial, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking about in this country?
Yeah, until it was brought wide open again.
Well, I mean, you know? I hadn't really paid that much attention to it being this strong, to where you don't even know who you're dealing with, and you don't know who you're going to the doctors to. You don't know who's picking up your garbage, your trash, and who's delivering your mail. I mean, it could be some psycho. You know, it's just somebody full of hatred and rage because they've been raid. Not raid as far as rage. They could be just full of rage, man, because of all the propaganda that's been going on, all the nonsense, you know, about the border. Man, stuff is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy.
And it doesn't matter.
And there's no, and they don't have a solution. That's the problem. There's no. What is the solution to border control?
Well, one thing. Well, apparently, what they're doing is not, because they still have the problem. And the thing is, they keep trying to throw all this other junk at it.
Yeah. What is the solution?
Well, one of the solution is, if you don't want people in your country, then stop giving them things to come in this country for. Stop creating problems in their country, sucking the life out of their country and their resources, and supporting crime. And then when it gets to the point to where it's out of control, then you move back across line and say, well, we don't want none of y'all to come over here. And you got all our goods, because you just came over here and basically took everything. And that's what America, if you go into Mexico, mm-hmm. and look at the companies that's in Mexico, they ain't all Mexican companies. There are a lot of them American companies.
Right.
Because they went down there because they could get cheap labor.
Right. That's true.
So you go down there and wreck these people's economy, okay, by have these people working and not paying them a wage, and then have all kinds of crazy stuff. Because that's another thing, too. That part of Mexico where a lot of those companies are is where you have your highest rape and women disappearing. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff going on down there. So what I'm saying is, you see these people coming up to this border,
mm-hmm.
trying to come to this border and come into this country, that's because you've been down there messing with them, you know, and you got stuff that they want. Because you're not going to break into somebody's house that got the same thing you got, will it? Do you? No.
No, I wouldn't.
No. Well, I might.
I mean, what is there for me to gain if they got, you know,
just to go in there and tap
something? Just go tear.
Well,
it up.
Unfortunately, that's how people in this country feel too, man. They just want to destroy things. You know, they don't want to see it better.
Huh?
Makes no sense to people that listen, man.
Progress.
When you talk to people and they say, "Hey, man, I just don't understand," you're not supposed to understand nonsense unless you're a nonsensical type person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Because that's the only reason and only time then you would probably pay attention. But other than that, leave these people alone, man. You know, but it's too late now because you done allowed these groups to get strong. And you know what happens. Money, all you got to do is follow the money. that money don't never go into the hands of the people that they're talking about not letting in this country.
Of course not. They don't have anything.
Yeah, and then, you know, and they don't even talk about this anymore, about a year ago, how they was treating the Haitians down there when they was rounding them up with horses, horseback and stuff, and with whips and stuff. You remember that? See?
Yeah.
They don't talk about that because they don't want that to be true.
Oh, that went right over our heads. We didn't see that.
Well, that's what they tried to tell us.
We didn't see that.
That's
that
what they tried
went
to
right
tell
us. Right over our heads.
That's
we
what
didn't
they tried
see
to
it.
Tell us.
You know.
And you know, from the reports that I had heard is that the people that was Haitians that was coming to this country, they all had money. So they was like people with money and with wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But this country don't care. They got their black skin. They don't care how much money you got.
Right.
You can't come in here.
Right.
You know. So, like I said, you stop messing with people and wrecking other people's economies, they'll stop coming back for it. Because every country that comes here, you owe them something. That's why they come here. Or else they wouldn't know to come here.
Right.
You owe them something. If it's nothing more than that lie you done sold.
Wow. I never even considered those things, but I remember a lot of companies did go into Mexico and across seas as well for cheaper labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, took our jobs and took them somewhere else, you know. So, what do you, that also goes to like Iraq, Iran, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because I know in Iraq they're still building it back together from where they went over there and tore it up with the bombs and things, you know. You got servicemen over there working, making this big money, trying to reestablish Iraq. So I don't know about Iran that much. I guess they haven't been
I don't know about
a player.
I don't know about any of that stuff like that because they keep it too convoluted. They got too much conversation going back and forth between what's who doing what and why and where and when and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, it's just like having family people feuding, you know, and then you go get in it.
Oh, yeah, that is family.
Yeah, you done went and stepped in his family, and
right.
They fighting, and you just, I'm going to support this group because whatever.
Mm-hmm. Got more interest there, yeah, absolutely. Okay, there we go.
Whatever, man. It's gonna come back like it is, man, you know? That's why it's coming back to bite folks now.
Yeah.
When Malcolm said that the chickens was going to come home to roost, I understood what he was saying, but I didn't really understand.
I didn't either.
What he was saying.
I had to get back to the context of the whole speech he was talking about, you know. And this was when President Kennedy was assassinated that he made this speech. At least they show that when you watch Malcolm X. This is the time when he makes this speech about the chickens coming back to roost or whatever, however that goes. And and he was kind of, they kind of had him, Islam kind of had him blinded to some things as well.
Yeah, in the very beginning when he wasn't doing his own stuff and his own searching.
Yeah.
But once he started becoming enlightened, that's why he started having a problem with the leaders because he realized that they was hypocrites.
Yeah, they were hypocrites. You know? And not only that, that's when they decided to get rid of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he became a threat to them then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because he had too much influence at that time, too. And, you know, and they did what they did and set the brother up and, you know.
Yeah, they slaughtered him.
Yeah, so.
You know, it was sad.
It still is because the fact that went on in this country, just like me and another brother was talking about when they bombed that neighborhood up in Philly to get rid of the Moogs or whatever they was called, the Moody people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a black organization. They bombed a whole city block to get rid of this the family. America did that. And it was a black mayor, from what I understand, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He bombed a whole block because these people were living in there and he wanted to get rid of them.
Well, what was wrong with them? I mean, what were
they
doing?
They were part of, because they was a part of a group that are like Muslims and they were just like they was a threat to them because they believed that they had the right to carry arms and to be kind of like the way the Panthers is, you mm-hmm. know, self-preservation type thing. And you just can't do that in this country if you're black.
No.
No.
You can't gather.
No. Can't gather and do none of that because you don't have that privilege that they say that don't exist.
No, can't gather. That's been out.
You know, all my life. Anytime that you can go down the street and see 10 white guys standing on the corner, and they can be standing on the corner doing whatever, and then you can take 10 black guys standing on the corner and put them in suits, and the police will come over and start looking at the black group and policing them, trying to figure out what they're doing. And it won't even go to the white group to figure out nothing.
Move on.
And they the ones that's creating all the chaos.
Move on.
Yeah. 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 Don't worry about it. You know.
Yeah.
So, like I said, until they get rid of that, until the people that's in power. And when he said it's going the chicken's going to come back home to roost. Mm-hmm. When the chicken comes back home to roost, that means that when they come back, everything that they took out and everything that they created once they went out, when they come back, that's going to come back with them. So what you have it right now in America is democracy is falling apart because you didn't protect it because you had second-class citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have groups of people that you consider second-class citizens and have a democracy that's going to work.
Right.
Because you're treating your people wrong. So now that group of people that was treating people wrong, that's all that's left. So now they're in Congress fighting amongst themselves. That's why they can't figure out nothing. It's not going to get better. The Republicans are not going to get together. As long as they got that one group in there, the MAGA group, they're gonna suffer for them guys. So that's going to come back to them.
Mm. Wow. Well, here we go. Holidays are upon us, Willie.
Well, yeah. Which one we got coming up?
Thanksgiving next Thursday. Week from today. Turkey
week
Day.
Week from today.
You got plans?
Yeah. Still be living.
Hey.
Keep trying. Mind my business. And change my way of thinking so I can keep on living.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. That was actually in a rap
really?
Song. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
mystical.
What do you think? Do you feel like this year just sped by almost, or you think it was a slow year, year?
I'm gonna tell you something. I didn't
paced or.
I really didn't pay that much attention to it because I was just doing what I do, you know, I don't subscribe to you got to be busy all the time because I don't believe in that either, but
right.
I think that you have to work at what you're working at consistently and make changes consistently. It's
right.
just like a missile never hits its target by going straight directly to it. It has to be, it has many corrections before it gets there.
Okay.
And that's pretty much just like anything is. You got to keep making corrections and just a little bit here and there if you want to hit the bullseye.
Right.
If you don't care where you hit, just keep doing what you're doing. Because you're going to hit something.
Right. That's true. So true. You're going to hit something. Wow. So, well, to me, I think the year went by exceptionally fast. It almost seems like I didn't get anything accomplished. You know.
See, and that's kind of like where I was going with that because some people feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why.
You ever have that dream where you're trying to get something done and you never get it done? You're always striving.
You're talking about in the dream?
In the dream, yeah.
No, but
like if you're going across town and you never get across town.
I will tell you this. Because of my second wife passing the way she did,
mm-hmm.
the majority of the time, if not all the time, when I dream of her, I can never find her. She's always in a building. that I didn't arrive to, and somebody said, "Hey, you know Cheryl is here." Right. I'm like, "Where's she at?" "Well, she, I just seen her." So, and when I would go to look for her, I could never find her. And when I wake up, I'm always feeling distressed because
you never got there.
I never got a chance to see her.
Right.
You know, and that happens a lot. And whenever I dream about her,
right,
and that's because I feel that there's no closure completely.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think there's complete closure. It was an interesting death.
Okay.
I mean.
Unexpected.
No.
Okay.
No, we kind of expected it. We kind of expected it. It was a lot of stuff that kind of, it could have probably prolonged, but man, you know, when you have diabetes, man, and it's killing you like that, and all kinds of stuff is developing, you know, you get tired of fighting that stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, you know, I just lost my cousin, Calvin Reese. Did you know him?
Yeah, I know Calvin.
Yeah. You know he passed away.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I drove to Georgia to his home going.
You know, I just was watching something on him getting in a car. Was it on Facebook? I think it was. I didn't see nothing.
Really? Yeah, he passed away. Calvin was what? In his 60s, I know.
Calvin had to be, I'd say Calvin and Keita probably about the same. He probably about 62, 63. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. 63, 64 maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had diabetes.
I know he had lost a limb.
Yeah, well, they started with toes and then leg up to his knee and then the other leg, and then before we knew it, he had lost, you know, both of his lower limbs.
Yeah.
Below his knees, so. And your body doesn't take that well when that happens, you know.
Honey,
heart and all that, so.
You know, the human.
He's gone.
The human body is remarkable, and it's very, very, very delicate.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take much to destroy it, but it can endure some great things.
Yes, it can. Yes, I've seen a lot of people live a long time and fight a long time till they couldn't fight anymore, you know.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, death is upon us all.
Yes, it is.
So you can fight it, you're going to lose eventually.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how long you want to fight and how long, because you're fighting a losing battle, really.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
True.
You know, I hear people always saying, you know, they dying. I say, yeah, we all are. We
yes.
talk about this all the
yes.
time. We all are dying
yes,
every day.
Yes, we are. Every day.
Every day.
Getting
every
older.
Time that TikTok. Every time you get a TikTok, you're closer to your death.
Amen. That's every second.
Every second. 84,000 seconds in a day.
It's not funny, but that's so true. We, and like people say, well, Christ came here to die, and so didn't we.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We came here to
you're
die.
You're only born
as well.
To die.
Yes. Born yeah. to die.
That's all.
Live a life and hopefully glorify God in that life. And
yeah, man. That's not difficult to do when you look at the truth.
Yeah.
Or a truth. But, you know, we all got different things that we believe and gravitate towards. So some people don't want to pick up that whole God thing because it requires you to be responsible for yourself. And
right,
a lot of
your
people,
own actions.
Yeah,
yes,
your own
yes.
actions. And people don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be responsible.
I was trying to get my daughter on today. You know, she does that in the days of Noah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying that these giants are going to come back in these last days. But
well, I mean, you know, looking at some of these athletes, And watching some tall, of the right? younger ones coming up.
Yeah, they're pretty tall.
I was looking at a young kid, man. Him and his brother is in high school. And I think one of them is 6'9", and the other one's like 7 feet tall.
Oh, my.
And he in high school.
Wow.
And here's another thing that's interesting. All tall people don't have the agility to play. But a lot of them just happen to know how to play ball. Or they got the abilities to learn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
So what I'm saying is, I don't think that's an accident.
Oh, I don't either. I don't either. I was listening to this guy yesterday, and he was talking about that. How did the Giants escape the flood? How come we still have Giants today? Like you're saying, 7 foot men. I remember that Chinese guy. He was 7 foot, I think he was.
Yeah, you got a couple of them.
Yeah.
In the world book, I think he was like almost 8.
Yeah, almost 8 feet.
Yeah, he was like 7.
Now, Goliath was only 9.5 foot.
Yeah, but
David and Goliath.
But when you look at what Goliath was set, you know, when they start talking about the size of Goliath,
yeah,
they talk about they say that his sword was the size of a beam, and that's a 12. That's that beam that run across your house, that main beam. That's what his sword was, the back part of that. But you know, David, I don't know, man. I would like to sit down and talk to David and see how David thought that out.
God had to give it to him. Now you know that wit had to come from above. You know that.
David had it figured out, but
yeah,
he picked up them 5 stone. You know, cause
smooth stones.
Yeah, but see, the thing is,
that's what it said: 5 smooth stones.
Yeah, smooth stones. They probably was, you know, they were some of the same people that probably was saying with Gladys. Yeah, they were smooth too. But they wasn't stone. Well, they was. They might have been getting stone. Who knows? Who cares about that? But anyway, he picked up 5 of these stones, man. And Goliath must have had some friends.
Oh yeah, he wasn't by himself.
Cause David was like, "Look, when I knock him out."
And cut off his head, right? Because he did all that. But you know, David fought 3 giants. And that last one, it was like 12 feet.
No, I didn't know. I didn't.
Yes, in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Almost killed him. David almost died in that battle.
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, he fought 3 giants.
Well, he fought a giant 3 times.
No, 3 different ones.
Yeah, 3 different times he fought. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yeah, because Goliath was one, and there was 2 other ones that he fought.
Yeah, he said he was the giant slayer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he did a lot of fighting. And these people coming back, supposedly.
Not the ones he killed.
No. No.
But you're talking about that.
But them fallen angels that started all that mess with the women and what we see today. The transgender and the homosexuality. See, men think that they thought all this up, but they didn't. It was coming from another source. Who wants to mar or destroy God's creation, which is man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm going to say yeah for the sake of a discussion, but you know,
yeah.
He really wanted to destroy the what God, the essence of what man is to God.
Yes.
Because see, God gave man the abilities to call on all his power.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy only have the amount of power God created him with.
That's true.
We have as much power as we can summon through our faith with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the stronger your faith is, the more of God's power you can bestow upon yourself.
Right.
The enemy's pissed about that.
Oh, for a long time.
Because he can't do that. And he can't confess.
No, he can't repent.
He can't repent.
He out.
Yeah.
He just out.
He was already, he was created to be done.
Yeah, and they this one guy I was listening to, he was saying like Judas. Mm-hmm. When it talks about how Satan incarnated himself into Judas. Mm-hmm. And after that, Judas kissed Christ and betrayed him. But he actually became Satan.
Yeah. Well.
And when Christ says, I've selected 12 of you, and one of you is the devil. Not is a devil, but you are the devil.
Oh, is that what he said? Because yeah. I didn't get that.
They broke that. They broke down those little words like a and the. You know, some people take this study. His name is Ryan Peterson. He's a black guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he's got a study on YouTube. You can pull him up. And he's talking about the Nephilim, which is the last superpower that's going to come, which is going to be the Antichrist. He's supposed to be part fallen angel and part Satan. Mm. He's going to be a hybrid, like Nebuchadnezzar was.
See, I know that name, but I don't know what Nebuchadnezzar was, but I know that name. Now, who was that?
Nebuchadnezzar was, I guess he was a ruler that got used to destroy Judah at one time. Might have been 70 AD.
I know the name.
It might have been that 70 AD.
You know, that's kind of wild because...
Yeah, and Daniel, the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, I didn't read that too well. I mean,
it's kind of like would go back and study that stuff, yeah,
and look at it. That would be cool.
It would be because I think it's in like the second or third chapter of Daniel, because mm-hmm. that's where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I know you've heard jokes mm-hmm. and stuff about that mm-hmm. and being put in that fiery furnace, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the next story is about Nebuchadnezzar,
right? Okay,
and how God used him and Daniel. Because, you know, like
you said.
He
put him in a den.
Yeah. Because, like you said, at that one show we take that, they just didn't take the worst. They took the best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he was a dream seer. Mm-hmm. And he could interpret dreams and stuff. And Nebuchadnezzar was having these crazy dreams, you know.
I remember that part.
Yeah. Yeah. And Daniel said, that dream is you. Either you glorify God. Are you going down? And he went down because he wouldn't. Look at what I have done. Look at all these countries have, you know, dominated or captured. And he went down on all fours. That was part of the dream. He was like an animal. He had claws. He grew claws like an animal. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And he was on all fours for 7 years.
That's wild.
But it happened.
That's
it's
why,
wild. But
that's
it
why you got to know what's going on, man. Even if you don't totally believe completely,
right?
You got to realize people are clever. That is true.
True.
But some of this stuff people just can't make up.
I know.
They're not that good.
I know.
You know.
And that's one of those
all these things,
about
all these various things. I'm going to just tell you this. I believe you can tell there's a lot more going on in the world than what you just see because of the influences that happen from day to day. I mean,
where does all that crazy stuff come from? Right?
Yeah.
And we wonder where the enemy, we have an enemy.
I mean, the fact that you can get up and decide that you're going to go into a mosque or into a store or something and you're just going to kill randomly people that you don't know.
Right.
You don't know who they're connected to, don't care about none of that.
No.
You don't have no remorse or regards or anything. You just go in and just bam, 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 bam. You know, and what you're feeling, I mean, you're empty doing that. And I think it's just a possession. And it's just Satan can't do what he wants to do in this world because he can't physically walk here, but he can be a part of your life and get you to do stuff.
Oh yeah,
for him.
He can. You know, he can do that.
Yeah, but he can't do it himself.
He can send you suggestions and.
But he can be like, hey.
Yes, we hear that all the time. I mean, we have two voices. They say three. You have God's voice.
I tell you what.
Your voice and then the devil's voice.
You know,
Three voices.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Yeah. Three. Devil, you and, I mean, God, you and then the devil, you know? Yeah. He's like, no, don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Honey.
You'll get away with it.
I don't know if you've
it.
Ever had anything that could pull at you's heart like that. But man, that thing could be so, that, let me say this to some people out there that have done this. That for y'all that wake up in the middle of the night and go looking for stuff, that's how strong it is. Wake you up, hey, look, it's time for you to go roam the streets, bro, and go look for something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is.
It's good and evil.
And it's evil.
Yeah. It's good and evil in the, and if in
you
the
don't
world.
Get, and if you don't pray it out and have God come in and touch it and move it, it will consume you. Because that's his purpose.
And that's the world we actually live in. That is reality of our world, good and evil.
Oh, yeah.
Life and death, black and white.
Yeah.
Right? That's the world we live in today.
It is.
And we have to make the best of it that we can.
Well, we try, you know. And, yeah, for the most part, it's okay. We just keep separating ourselves from all this enemy crap, because you got to just keep abreast and realize you just got to be able to recognize your stuff, and you can't do that unless you got God.
That's true. I agree with that.
And if you don't have God, you need God.
Yes, and we do need God.
And if you don't have God, you already get God. So if you don't have God, get God.
Like you say, this confusing time that we live
very,
in.
Very, very, and it's just, people don't realize, look at the scriptures. They tell you it's going to be just like what it is.
Yes.
So they're
yes.
telling you, this is it.
This is it.
This ain't no dress rehearsal. We're doing this thing.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on stage right now, baby.
Yes, we
this
are.
This the last act, too.
That song used to say, the whole world is a stage and everybody's... You remember that song?
No, but I understand the point, because right. it's true, you know?
Yeah, the stage is set, the curtain goes up, the scene... It's a broken heart. That's how the song go, right?
All I know is that, see the man with the broken heart. He's something I don't know, my friend. Because that's what happened to him in that song. You know, the guy had a broken heart.
Right,
but,
right.
So let the sideshow begin. You're supposed to come in with that harmony, though, right there. Step right on in. She out the group, y'all.
I'm trying to think of the words, right.
I don't know them either.
I know who they are. Now, wait a minute now. They sang a lot of songs back in the day. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of it? Not the Shy Lights, is it?
If it ain't the Shy Lights, it's the Stylistic.
Stop.
No. Wait a minute. That's Blue Magic, I think.
Blue Magic?
Yeah, because that's the sideshow, right?
I don't know, because they always had that high-pitched voice.
No, it's the Stylistics.
Okay, Stylistics. They had a lot of hits back in the day.
Well, the one guy that didn't move his mouth when he sang.
Uh-huh. How did he sing then?
He wrote all this stuff, man.
Oh, he didn't have to sing then.
Yeah, but he didn't move his mouth, man.
How did he sing, though?
He just sang right up. Hurry, hurry. Before the show began. You'd be like, who's singing?
Right, right, right.
And he just was so laid back.
Da, 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 da,
there you go.
Yeah, I remember some songs, yeah. And it was always slow, almost. Slow jams. I'm tired of all this crying music. Let's put on some music so we can dance.
Well, what we didn't know, them guys was going through that stuff at that time.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, I know, because I listened to them talking, and it was, which group was that was saying?
Bobby Womack? I'm trying to think of some songs he sang.
Hold up for a second. Okay. Yeah, Keith, I'm on air. What's up? No, but... I might talk to you about that a little later, because I'm on air right now. You home? Okay. I don't know what he's talking about, but anyways. What were we saying before?
We was talking about stylistics and how they was going through all the heartaches.
And that's something else that's changing. Radio's not like radio was at one time. Because all of this new technology, people was incorporating it. People on their phone, while they're online, on the air. Because I see news stations now, man, they just state, because they got people sending them stuff through their iPads.
Right.
You know, so they sitting there and they reading while they talking and doing the news.
Wow. Yeah, that's
so this
true.
Is changing.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
It's not going to be where you're just standing in front of the monitor and you got this monitor that you got to read. I mean, now people are letting you know, I'm reading this right here.
Right. And everybody are newscasters, as long as you got a phone. A lot of information they get, like you said, they send in pictures
understand,
and stuff.
I do understand that, but yeah. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people need to leave that stuff alone because they ain't good at it. And they making up stuff and lying about it.
They ain't good at it, huh? Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, this, we was talking about Blue Magic. You never know.
Book a flight.
You'll never know just how much a song don't make sense.
Right.
Because me and my son was doing the song by George Clinton. We are the children of production, made with the destruction of all Dr. Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. But he got a part in there. I always sang it like this. I always thought he was saying, we're deeper than the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We're stronger than the notion
mm-hmm.
that the earth was flat when it was round. But that's not what they're saying.
What they saying?
We're deeper than abortions and stronger than the notion that world was flat when it was round.
Mm-hmm.
I thought somebody was kidding me about the words until
wow.
I started really paying attention with mm-hmm. this dude singing.
Right.
And I'm thinking, that was back in 73, 74. I didn't know people was that aware of that.
Hmm.
Because that was back, I don't know if abortions, I don't know if they were legal or not. I don't think they were.
They were doing them, whether they were legal or not.
That's why I think he was writing that, because at the time, it was a lot of women dying.
From abortions.
From abortions, because they wasn't getting the proper. That's why they started making it, bring that up front. Because
right.
too many of them were dying, because
dying.
They was like, look, we got to do this. And they were doing
crazy stuff.
Oh, my Jesus, boy.
Get in front of a car, throw themselves down the steps, have people punch them in the stomach. I know. Use hangers trying to abort themselves. I know. I've heard it all. And I grew up in that era.
That's what I'm saying. And this is, that's
and
the
parents
era.
Was doing it to their daughters. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Or sending them away. And then, well, where they at? Well, she's visiting her grandma or whatever,
oh, yeah.
you know.
That kind of
we sent her off to school. And next thing you know, they come back after they had that baby.
Yeah, a lot of that happened.
Yeah, it did.
A lot of it happened.
Yeah.
As if the people that is in the South ain't going to talk about the fact that this child came down here and had a baby.
Right.
Okay, so you send the child down South to have the baby.
Right.
And the people down South ain't got no phone. They can't write. They can't talk.
And it's a life full of lies.
I mean, but... Now
and
that you
is.
Mention that, that's stupid.
Yeah, but they were doing it. Yes, they were.
I'm going to send mine up north.
But they were doing that stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I knew people, yeah.
Because I was a teenage mother, and it was offered to me, not only by my mother, but by my doctor. Yes. You want to keep this baby or not? We have ways to take care of that.
And at the time, you don't really...
No, I'm like 15 years old.
You don't know what the
okay.
hell is going on. You know what I'm
no.
saying?
But I know they wasn't going to do that.
Well, that was a good sense.
You know, because I'm already afraid of all that kind of crazy stuff. Oh, going to the doctor all the time and getting shots.
And you know, and,
no.
then, and this is like I said. Back when all this stuff was going on, you're talking about 50-something years ago. What was the mindset of the mega people then that we didn't know was mega? Was your doctor a mega? Was he telling you the truth? Or was he trying to exterminate another black baby? Who
yeah.
knows? You don't know.
Right.
Simply because they've been hiding all this time until Trump came along.
Yeah.
Pulled the rug off all and turned the lights on. And not only did he turn the lights on, this is the important part. He removed all the corners. You ain't got no damn where to hide. That's what messed him up.
Yeah.
Ain't got nowhere to hide. So now we got to where you start pointing fingers, start telling on each other.
Yeah.
That's where we at right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a civil war.
Hmm. Wow. And how long that's been talked about.
It don't matter if you don't want to hear the truth. The truth of the matter is you wrecked it, you broke it, you got to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, quit trying to think you're going to lie to people and say, oh, it's the Mexicans coming across, or it's this group, they taking all, yeah, you talking all this. I mean, you know how stupid you sound to keep saying the same thing over and over again. If all of that stuff is true, and if you think that all of these people coming across the border is destroying our lives, how long has that been going on?
Right.
Okay. And why is it that the life that they keep talking about that's supposed to be getting destroyed ain't got destroyed yet?
Mm-hmm.
And why are they still getting money so that they can quit destroying, having these people destroy it? So they keep getting all this stuff, money from you, tax dollars and all these other things, and donations and stuff from you, you know, through all these various groups of people.
Right.
But ain't nobody correcting none of this stuff because they don't want to. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose is just to make the money.
It's all about money.
It is, pretty much.
It's all about money.
It's all. And I never knew why they made Benjamin Franklin the $100 bill.
Why?
Because he was the smartest out of the whole group. No, I'm serious.
I believe you. I believe you.
I went and looked at his.
We just out of time. We had 5 seconds.
He was a scholar at an early age as a child. His dad recognized and took him out of public school and put him in a special school. And that's how he enhanced his thinking. And when they came to that Constitution, this dude was the one that had the sense to know how it was written, supposed to be written up.
Wow, Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin.
Thank you for listening to A Voice of the People. Thank you, Woody. Till next time, everybody. Woo-hoo. Be blessed. Thank you.